Governor LePage says he and Campbell met to go over plans that have been developed and to discuss the public controversy that has occurred in recent days. The governor says he opposes the effort to reduce the size of the National Guard in Maine and the rest of the country, and specifically opposes the possible move of the 133rd Engineering Battalion to another state in exchange for an infantry unit.
Unfortunately, the general is pretty naive about politics. And he tried to contact a congressional delegation, and they chose to make this political. The general has not done a thing that he, anything, and not, nor have I done anything that we are not being directed to do from the federal government.
LePage blames Congresswoman Shelley Pingree and his Democratic election opponent, Congressman Mike Mishu, for politicizing the issue. Congresswoman Pingree declined to be interviewed on the allegation, but her office released an email from General Campbell to the state's congressional delegation, in which Campbell writes, quote, "It is highly likely at this point that we will seek to make a change with another state, regardless of whether or not the cuts we're fighting against actually happen." End of quote. That messaging runs contrary to the governor's comments following his meeting with General Campbell.
The general and I are fighting not to reduce the National Guard of the state of Maine because we believe it's already been reduced once before, after World War II, in fact, and we believe we need the force we have now.
In a statement, Congressman Mishu says he's tried to avoid commenting on what he calls an apparent miscommunication between the governor and the general. He says the governor's attack on him for politicizing the issue is baseless. Governor LePage says all of the nation's governors are opposed to the reduction in the size of the National Guard being pushed by military leaders and have sent letters to President Obama opposing the move. The governor says he's planning to discuss the issue with the chief of the National Guard Bureau, General Frank Grass, to underscore his opposition to cuts and to the realignment of units. And he acknowledges the controversy has caused morale problems that he and General Campbell will seek to address at a meeting with guardsmen and women.
After I speak to the general, I will be inviting all guard to come if they're interested, and we're going to have an open dialogue about it.
In response to an email seeking an explanation of the apparent inconsistencies between communications to the congressional delegation staff and to the governor, General Campbell referred all questions to the governor's office. Gubernatorial spokeswoman Adrienne Bennett, in an email, says she can't speak for the adjutant general, but says when the general said highly likely, he may have been referring to the likely action of the Pentagon. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.